Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and you're listening to the Pocket Podcast. We're going to head back into the Old Testament to probably one of my more favorite stories. If you know me very well, you know I've got quite a few favorites. But one of the ones that really means a lot to me is the story of the Exodus. And so we're going to be in the book of Exodus, chapter 3. And I want to read verses 1 through 3 for you real quickly. It says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." Now, oftentimes we have a tendency to pass over that portion of the story because we're so interested in getting to the other parts. But one of the things that jumped out at me was, as I was reading this, was Moses was doing his job. He was a shepherd, serving his father-in-law, and he was right in the middle of doing his job. It was in his routine, his everyday routine, that he had an encounter with God. And that just made me think a little bit. Oftentimes we have the tendency to think that we only run into God or have that encounter with God when it is a special occasion, special worship service, or maybe it's in the middle of doing missions work, or we have to go on a retreat to be able to find God. And that certainly isn't true. We see it in Moses' case. Moses was going about his day-to-day living when he had an encounter with God. So let me tell you this. In the midst of your everyday life, that's where God is going to show up. You see, he put you where you are for a reason. He gave you the family that he gave you. He has the job for you. He set that up for you so that you can minister for him in that situation and in that setting. So don't ever take where you are for granted, because God put you there. It may not be the best circumstances for you, but you are there for a reason. And so I want to encourage you, maybe if your job is getting a little overwhelming for you and it's a little difficult, the people that you're working with, I want to encourage you, stick it out, keep going. If a door or window doesn't open for you, then stay there and be the person that God has created you to be in that situation. Maybe he wants you to reflect love, or he wants you to teach somebody or help somebody in their troubles. He has you there for a reason, and so don't lose sight of that. Now, as you go throughout your day, I also want you to think about this. God is going to show up in your day-to-day life, just like he did for Moses. It wasn't the mountaintop experience. It was right there in the everyday living that he found God. So I want to encourage you, look for God today while you're out and about. Have a great day. And be the person that God has created you to be.